Welcome to Rich Black Woman, where we empower women to be rich in mind, body, and bank. I'm your host, Yaz, creator and founder of Rich Black Woman, and I am excited to bring you inspiring guests from around the world who will enrich your life from the inside out. And every week, we talk with changemakers who will nourish your soul, your intellect, and enrich your bottom line. Ladies, it's time to bring the bank. I am so thrilled to have my next guest. She's a frequent guest to the Rich Black Woman podcast because she is such a she just has such a wealth of information, and particularly for this time that we're in this global pandemic, I thought it would be the right thing, and I knew the right voice that we needed for this show, and that is Tan Moore. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist, a mental health media spokesperson, gratitude coach, corporate facilitator, and a mental health and fine arts expert and writer. She has a bachelor's in theater and a master's as well in psychology. As a marriage and family therapist, she helps clients manage daily challenges and guides them to identify and maximize things that are working well in their life. She's also the author of The Cinderella Syndrome, When the Glass Slipper No Longer Fits, which became an instant hit. She is the recipient of the Reviewer's Choice Award for Best Nonfiction and Self-Help, and has conducted countless seminars regarding personal development, self-image, and assertiveness. Tan currently utilizes her creative expression and strength identification work to help clients reach goals, overcome obstacles, and balance their professional and personal lives. And more than that, she just really is a sage, and I would say a very has a wise old soul, although she is young. And so, Tan, I just want to welcome you. Thank you for joining me on this particular podcast where we're going to talk about Zoom In. And this really came from a conversation that you and I had just personally talking about how we are in this pandemic, and we're hearing a lot of folks, friends and coworkers, talk about how they feel like Zoom, because so many people are using Zoom and WebEx and all these video chats, that it has suddenly kind of invaded their lives in ways that were not there and established before the pandemic. And while there's pros to that, because maybe you can see your coworkers and you haven't been able to connect with them because we're quarantined right now, but in many ways, it is also crossing a boundary and also causing some anxiety for people. And so I thought we could take this time to really talk about, you know, Zooming in and how to protect your boundaries in the age of Zoom and this pandemic. So welcome to the show. And I'm curious as to what your thoughts are on this topic.
Wow. First of all, thank you so much for having me back. Every time on your podcast is a good time. I always have a really good time, and every time you invite me, I get really excited because I know it's going to be a good talk. So so I don't know, when we were talking about this, it was honestly like, you know, we both were kind of like, yeah, that is one of those things that people don't really think about, you know, like technology makes it easy for you to stay connected, makes it easy for you to conduct a meeting. But the thing that they don't tell you is it starts to feel a little bit invasive, a little bit intrusive, like there's a boundary being crossed. Because, you know, two things I think about. It's like, you know, when you go to work, work is work. Whether you work for yourself in an office or whether you work for a corporation, work is work. And you come home to kind of rebuild, rejuvenate, rest. And it's kind of like that place where you recharge, right? And, you know, that's the way it's been. And now it's not. Now we're working from home.
Exactly.
As the rule. It's not even the exception to the rule. It's the rule for most people. The kids are doing their lessons at school and parents are working from home. So I think that weird space that it creates where you're not able to just leave work at work, you're now having to create this home work life. You know, that part is really kind of trippy, for lack of a better word. And the other thing is, not do you just get to leave work at work, but you get to leave those people at work, you know, whoever those people are, and those unique and strong personalities that you encounter when you're at work. Now you can't do that. Now work comes home with you. These people come home with you. And I think it's an opportunity for us to kind of decide what kind of boundaries are we going to set around this new normal.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, no, I totally relate to that personally, because a lot of folks want to see you. And so now there's a little bit of anxiety around, well, how do you look? What's your space look like? You know, is it messy? Thank God for some of these Zoom backgrounds that you can do, right? Where you can kind of blur out what's in your background and make it look like you're in the Bahamas somewhere. But I think one of the things you hit the nail on is, how do you kind of push back in a way that is healthy? And to your point, you know, before we could come back home and that was our sanctuary. And now our sanctuary has been invaded by work. And it's this weird double-edged sword where we are grateful, of course, for our jobs and that we are still employed. I mean, what a blessing that is. But at the same time, it just reminds me of 9/11. And then shortly after that, there were a lot of different laws that were put in place to kind of, that unbeknownst to many of us, that really diminished some of our privacy rights. And, you know, I wonder if this post-pandemic normal is going to create a new standard that says, yeah, we want you to work from home and we got to see you, and kind of a little big brotherish. But I wanted to know from you, like, what are some of the things that you think in a healthy way, because I do think it's a boundary issue, that people can kind of push back in a way that is respectful, but also respectful of their boundaries.
Great question. So I think, you know, just when I think about boundary setting from a mental health perspective, and I talk about boundary setting techniques a lot in my practice, and you would be surprised at how much anxiety comes from people who either have weak boundaries, whose boundaries are non-existent, or whose boundaries kind of change and move and shift depending on what crowd they're in. So I want to first say to everybody listening, if you want a quick fix to anxiety and stress, firm up your boundaries, clarify your boundaries, right? And that's no different. As we zoom in on our lives and we Zoom call, create a boundary around that. If you're at work, I hope you're taking breaks. I hope you're saying, you know, my lunch break's at 12. I'm going to take an hour away from my desk and I need that. So I'd say the same thing with a Zoom call. Your office may want you to chime in, you know, at 1 o'clock, but if your lunch break is at 12:30 and you need an hour, you need to negotiate that. You need to say, well, can we move it up a bit? Because I take lunch at this time. So having a boundary around your breaks, also having a boundary in terms of your space, create a personal boundary that you aren't going to do Zoom calls all over your house or your apartment, because that's your space to relax and recharge, like I said earlier. So have one place, one corner that you kind of decide is going to be your work office for Zoom calls, or put up that little, some lady, I was on a Zoom call recently and she had like cats on the back, you know, like a bunch of cats as her backdrop. And somebody else had like the Gateway Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge. So, you know, create that. That could be a great boundary. People don't need to see, they don't need to have full access to your home because that's your space.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are two things I would say, you know, just right away, creating some times that are off limits, and also creating some parts of your home that are off limits to the public or to your coworkers to see.
I like that. That's so good. So you can have boundaries, but it requires a little bit of thought ahead of time. Like, you know what, you're just going to see my studio or loft area, my little office. I'm not going to continue to move throughout the house or, you know, this isn't Cribs, right? Like MTV Cribs, right. And I'm giving you a tour of my house, you know? And I like the idea of, I think you and I were talking about like how I mentioned my dining room table was like a mess. And like, I was switching from the office to the dining room table. And so it just created like, and it felt like that, like I had let my job like take over, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did, you'd be proud, Tan, is this past weekend, I made it a point before I started the week, I was going to clear it all off, reset it. I put a new tablecloth down on the dining room table, and I have so far maintained very clean area and have not let that space be invaded, you know, by my corporate day job. So good practical tip. What can people, and I love the tip too about making sure you have those boundaries to take breaks for yourself, mm-hmm. and to eat, because I have another friend who her company has had her on back-to-back conference calls where there's not even a break. So it's even worse than like if she was in the office, you know, and it's almost creating kind of busy work. And so I love the idea of like establishing that maybe one-on-one during your one-on-one call with your director or manager and saying, hey, you know, given the fact that we're working from home, I need a 30-minute break. I had to do that myself last week where I was prepping for a Zoom call where I was going to be on camera and someone had, you know, wanted to have a meeting just before, and it was just going to be two back-to-back meetings and it was going to be a little stressful. So I said, hey, can I propose a different time for us to do this? And they were totally open to it. And I just shared with them, you know, I just need a little bit of spacing, and it worked out just fine. So I think speaking up for ourselves is really important, especially right now, because I feel like, Tan, this is a time to speak up about those things in our lives, both personally and socially in the world. Like, this is the time for us to speak up, because I feel like this pandemic is causing folks to look inside themselves at what's not working right, and also to look outside of ourselves, in our society, in our communities, at the things that are broken.
I agree 100%. And you know, it's time that this might be weird, but it's not only time to speak up, it's time to speak in. And so what I mean when I say speak in is it's time to have some internal conversations to decide what it is you like, what it is you don't like. This is probably the only time in most of our lifetimes that we will experience something like this, you know. So we have this opportunity to either, you know, there's a phrase, there's a meme or a post or whatever on Instagram going around that says, you're not stuck at home, you're safe at home. So deciding that this opportunity is exactly that. This is an opportunity to first go inward before you start playing defense with all these people you work with and, you know, and all this other stuff. What is it that you really, really want? What do you need to make work flow better at this point in time? Because right now, things are just so up in the air. There's so much grace right now. There are a lot of corporations, because they're figuring out what to do virtually, they're willing to work with you. They're open to your suggestions. So I would say speak in, have these internal dialogues about what it is you want, and then speak up. So once you've established what you want, and be very clear, you know, say yes and say no in areas where you intend to say yes and say no. And then just be very clear in your communication of it. You know, it doesn't require a lot to let people know, hey, this could work better if this. I think I could be an asset if this. So I think, yeah, speaking up, this is a great opportunity to speak up and also speak in, if that makes sense.
That's awesome. I love that. Speak up, but start with speaking in and looking inward so that you know what to say, mm-hmm. right? We know what to say and how to say it and have wisdom in that. And I agree. Now is the time to be creative and to get wisdom on how to approach your work differently, how to do business differently, how to capture business in a different way. I think it's really a time where folks can shine, particularly this audience that already is entrepreneurial, that already consists of go-getters who can think innovatively and outside of the box and present those ideas. This is a way to really distinguish yourself. If you're concerned about your job, concerned about your employment, you know, this is a time to rise and shine, but in a way that is you being creative and entrepreneurial. And like you said, there's a lot of grace right now. I mean, there's even grace right now in terms of financial things, right? Folks can call their creditors and get relief for a few months while this is all going on. So I love that theme of this is a time to maximize that grace to your benefit, mm-hmm. definitely. Mm-hmm. To take full advantage of the things that are out in the open right now for us from a financial perspective, from a corporate job and employment perspective. It's also an opportunity, I think, to help your children as well establish boundaries, you know, helping them to establish and respect mom and dad's boundaries while you all are working and understanding what your space is and also understanding the self-care space that you might need, you know, first thing in the morning, if you're taking time to kind of be with yourself, to meditate, helping your kids to understand and to even teach them to do that for themselves so that they don't approach the day with anxiety and so that they're starting from a day of peace as well and obviously doing it in an age-appropriate way. But teaching your kids how to have that quiet time, teaching your kids how to reflect on maybe what they're feeling, what emotions that they have. I wonder, Tan, if you have anything, being a marriage and family therapist, you know, any tips for parents on how to interact and engage with their kids and establish those healthy boundaries?
Yes. Okay. So I'm so glad you're asking me this. I just had a session earlier today where I was talking to parents who are curious about this. It's like, you know, not only are they parents, but they're now the homeschool teachers. And it's like now they've kind of been thrust into this new role. And there was no training period. There was no transition, nothing to get them ready for also being the teacher. So what I would say to parents, two things. You know, the first thing is you have to make space for you when you first get home. So if you're still working, make some space for yourself when you first get home to just kind of relax. That is where you're modeling for your kids. When you come home, take time to take care of you because it's hard to be there for anybody else, your kids included, if you're, you know, exhausted, brain, you know, have that brain fog, you're tense. So you owe yourself that time in between walking in the front door and getting involved in either educational activities with your kids or recreational activities with your kids and your family. You owe that time to yourself to kind of just, you know, take a minute, take a breather. So that's the first thing I would say, because the reason I say that is because the best way to be a great parent is to take great care of yourself, you know. So then the second thing I would say is really trust your kids with the information that you too are trying to figure it out. Trust your kids with that information. A lot of times we think we have to put up this front like we got it all together. Our kids need to see this perfect human being. But what they need to see is a self-caring human being, a person who cares about that child and also cares about themselves, but also a fully realized human being. So it's okay to tell your kids, I'm exhausted today. You know what? I'm over it. I can't do anything today. I'm tired. I'm frustrated. I need a minute. It's good to tell your kids that because as you communicate how you're feeling, they get permission to communicate how they're feeling. So I would say as you set boundaries for your kids and teach them how to go within and teach them how to handle, you know, changes in the world that are out of our control, also teach them self-care with your example, and also teach them expression of feelings, effective expression of their feelings with your example.
I love that. That's so good. Modeling that self-care is so critical. And it is a good habit to teach your kids. And it's a really good survival habit. You know, as we feel like we're in a season where we are surviving, I think that that's these boundary tips that you've helped us illustrate really then become thriving tips, so that we don't just have to survive during this time, but we're going to thrive, and we're going to thrive through this pandemic and be better for it. So I love that. Do you have any kind of final tips and thoughts for folks as they look at other ways to protect their boundaries? Maybe from, I want to say, the media perspective or social media perspective. You know, it's so easy right now to get on your Twitter feed or your Instagram feed, and all you see is kind of the pain, right, of what's going on right now. How can we help protect ourselves there as to what is coming into our ear gate and into our hearts?
So we've been talking about boundaries, which I love that we're talking about boundaries. As you zoom in on your life, and this is something that you and I talked about briefly, you know, the idea of zooming in. If you have a picture and you see that something has been zoomed in on, or if you have a camera and you use the zoom feature, you know what that means. It means that you're taking a closer look to get a better view. So in this time right now, I really challenge everyone to take a closer look to get a better view, to get a better picture. So as you zoom in on your life, right, on your own life, to see how you can make improvements and let go of things that no longer serve you or create a better work model, you don't have a lot of time to look at what's happening with other people's lives. And social media, unfortunately or fortunately, is just full of that. It's full of people showing you what they look like on their best day, you know, after they've put on all the makeup or put on the nicest clothes and the lighting is just right. So, you know, as you zoom into your own life, take time to really look at your life, what's working, what's not working. And sometimes social media, because it focuses on other people's scenarios, it can really be a distraction to you taking that time for you. So I would say set a boundary around how much of it you're, you know, processing. In a day's time, what I usually do, it would appear that I'm on social media a lot to people that I'm responding to, but I will allow myself like 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. But throughout the course of a day, I probably do 20 minutes on Instagram max. And I have days where I can go on Facebook for 5 or 10 minutes, but I don't do Facebook every day. I do Instagram briefly, and it's more of a communication tool. News, I've completely stopped watching news. And this is why. Not because I don't want to be informed, but because I'm getting a healthy amount of news in my email feed and in my social media feed. So I figure between that and my mom texting me about, oh, did you see what happened? Did you hear about this? You know,
between... That's my mom too.
So it's like I'm getting enough of that. So for me, I think it's really a good idea for us all to just set a boundary about, you know, around how much we're consuming, because yes, it can participate. But we can participate in everything that's going on and miss the opportunity to better ourselves, you know, or to let go or just to rest, right? Some of us are just exhausted. We have been working so much with this old model of work and life. Some of us are just mentally, physically, and spiritually exhausted. So don't get so caught up in the news and the media and the Instagram and whatnot and social media that you miss the opportunity to get what you need. So zoom in on your life, get a clear picture of what you need, and then give yourself those things that you need.
I love that. With that, I feel like we can just end it right there, because You said it all. Really, this is about a time to recharge, a time to not be distracted by everything that distracted us PC, you know, before the pandemic, I want to say BC or BP, before the pandemic, and to really connect and not be distracted and to look at our own lives and to spend that time focusing inward on our own lives is so good. So with that, I just want to leave it right there because I think we gave our audience several good tips and practices to really help them zoom in on their lives, to help their children during this time so that they can thrive. So Tian, where can people follow you on social media? And where can they reach out to you if they want to engage you in therapy? I know you do teletherapy and all that awesome stuff that you do.
Yes. Okay. So if you want to reach me on Instagram, it's at Tan Moore, TANNMOORE. The same thing on Facebook. If you're interested in finding out more about what I do as a therapist, my website address is TANYIKA Moore Healing Arts with an S.com. So Tanyika Moore healingarts.com. You can kind of see, you know, what I focus on in my practice and different approaches that I use to help people, you know, help people understand that a lot of times their feelings of overwhelm are kind of rooted in just needing to set some clearer boundaries, you know? So that would be a way to reach me, and please feel free to ask any questions and I will do what I can to answer.
Awesome. And you can find us, Rich Black Woman, on social media, on Instagram at Rich Black Woman and on Facebook.